185 and up.
Blog Talk Radio.
I beat the shit out of that Samoan heavyweight boxer, man. The guy was 180 and 0. I beat his ass. Look, I had a lot of master classes, but obviously I had way more knockouts than master classes because volume punching is just the style that I choose. I have two styles. I can master boxer. I can box, as you all saw 2 days ago, obviously. Not only can I box, I'm the best boxer. And I'm the best puncher. But I like to punch better, you know. We had an exchange in the end, man. Listen, he was way behind on points. What he did, he didn't land. And even if he would have landed those two shots, it would have been too little, too late. The guy lost, clearly. Nobody can deny it. Even some crazy haters, I saw some hater wrote that it's obvious. This delusional troll TV, this guy is sick in the fucking head. Bro, your fellow hater came on the comment section and said, yeah, I left the comments open. I beat the fuck out of the guy. I don't care what anybody says. So, it's on video. One hater wrote, he's like, it's obvious that heavyweight can box, that he's a real boxer. It's obvious. You don't need to look. Okay. This whole Google bullshit. Who's the owner of Google? Who owns Google? Is it one person, group of people? Hey, can the owner of Google, can he beat Charlie Zelenoff in a fight? Obviously not. Some fucking billionaire programmer. Okay, but I'm a champion boxer. No, because this fucking retard TV, he keeps fucking saying, oh, I can't find the boxer that you beat. Who is he? I can't find him. You know, like, you know that, for one, amateurs, he's Samoan, he's from Hawaii. Shit doesn't get a lot of media coverage over there, especially the amateurs. They don't get a lot of exposure. And for the record, you know, guys like Southpaw Sill, you know, it's obvious the motherfucker's talented. He knows how to fight, but he's not that famous. See, I'm famous because I'm the GOAT. You know what I mean? I'm number one. But number two, three, four, five, six, seven, they don't get that much exposure in the underground. That's how it is. The guys that do in the mainstream, they're fake. Okay, but they fight once a year. Wilder gets exposure. He got his ass fucking one-shotted. Who cares about Wilder, man? That guy that I beat, that guy would murder Wilder. That guy can actually box. Wilder's a horrible boxer. Wilder, he's terrible. He can only throw windmills. That dude's terrible. You know what I'm saying? Fucking arm punches, like sloppy arm punches. That's what he throws. Like, listen, man, let Wilder box Charlie Z now. Now. He would get murdered. Who cares about Wilder? Listen, I beat Wilder 3 years ago, but now I beat a boxer 2 days ago that's much better than Wilder. Okay, what? If you beat some average fighter, the fight that everybody's talking about, and there's some controversy because you smashed him in the ring and he cheap shotted you outside of the ring, and you want to fight that guy again so you could just ultimately prove that you're better by beating him again in the ring. Right? But that guy just does not want to fight you again. So what do? You beat a better guy. And I beat many better guys. The ninja guy, he was better than Wilder. Ninjutsu Muay Thai fighter, he was better than Wilder. Sambo Russian was better than Wilder. What's his name? Anthony Thompson was obviously better than Wilder. And the 180-0 guy, that guy would put Wilder in the hospital. Wilder doesn't want to see that motherfucker, trust me. You know what I'm saying? He would counter Wilder to sleep. That guy had really good defense. It took Charlie Zelenoff to land on him. That motherfucker, like, yeah, he did block some of my shots, but he didn't block all of them. Hell no. He tasted that weather. I actually landed the first punch that I threw, the jab. And then in the end, you know, he threw two haymakers, and he didn't connect. We had a exchange at the very end. Yeah, but he let his hands go in the end. He was way behind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we shook hands. He admitted defeat. He was, I mean, obviously he lost. I mean, he said, yeah, man. He's like, that's just, he said that's a strategy. He says he literally doesn't throw shit for like the first 2 minutes. And then in the end, he tires people out. And he said a lot of his knockouts came in like the end of the round. he tried that shit against me. It didn't work against me, though. He said, yeah, he's like, that's what I do, but it didn't work against you. He's like, hats off, you won that shit. That's a real fighter right there, man. He's 180-1 now. Shit, that motherfucker has a lot of wins. Yeah, I mean, I knew there's boxers with a lot of wins. Like, you know, there may even be boxers. Okay, I'm 185-0. There may be motherfuckers. I saw some fucking clown MMA fighter. He had like 200 plus wins, but he had like 60 or 70 losses though. It's like, yeah, you got a lot of wins, but your losses. What's up with the losses though? 180-0. Fuck. That ultimately proves that Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest and that my record is real. Because if my record wasn't real, I would not have beaten that guy. I beat him with ease. Saw the new fucking video with Dre rapping. And right when Dre says got his ass kicked, boom, you see the left, right smash into his face. That shit was fucking legendary, yo. Like, right, perfect timing on the punch in the fight, perfect timing on the song, on the lyrics, right when I hit him, that, man. Oh, now let's talk about women. Okay. My ex-wife is on YouTube. Wedding pictures of the wedding. This fucking retard troll TV, I think, is Breezeback. Listen, clown, you're going to stop getting mentioned. This is the last time, West Radio, that I'm mentioning you. You know what I'm saying? That dude, the fan at that big black guy, he was clowning you. I showed him on my phone all my fights, and then I just wanted to have a little laugh, man. I just showed this retard. I'm like, look what he does. This guy's like, he's like, man, he's don't pay attention. He's sick in the head. He's like, yeah, seriously, let's find him. I'm like, find him where? I'm like, this pussy sits with his doors locked. He fucking hides under his bed, you know, at night, man. Where the fuck are we going to find him? Nobody knows where he is. He doesn't have a real name. Well, I mean, he does, but he doesn't make it public. Nobody knows this guy's name. Nobody knows what he looks like. Nobody knows he could be in America, in Africa. That's what I'm saying. That's why he's talking all this shit, because he knows the champ cannot find him. Because if he knew the champ could find him, he would shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember this Rick Robinson kid, some sick troll hater. I found out, like, his number, and see, like, I have, like, a very high-tech phone. Hold on. Girlfriend hit me up. She's at work. All right. Yeah. So, anyways, about, Rick Robinson, when I found out his address, do you see him posting now? he's gone. He's MIA, yeah. Yeah, but come on, man. I beat a fucking 180-0 boxer. What am I going to get out of it? If I hit Rick Robinson, the guy would literally collapse and die. Or, like, literally. I mean, it's not worth going to prison for some random crazy person who just trolls on the internet. You know what I mean? I told him that. Yeah, and then when I called him and I told him his address and his real name, which is Nick Schneider, he didn't become a fan, but he got a little cordial, man. He stopped the curse words, the cuss words. He's like, you know, shit, man. Almost you can. I'm like, wow, man. We can almost call you neutral here, man. I'm like, damn, you haters are fucking pussies. Yeah, man. Like, dude, my ex-wife is on YouTube. Like, how the fuck are you gonna? Can't doubt a 185-0 champion, you know, talking shit about my girlfriend, like, what the fuck, that's what I'm saying. If I post, when I'm in Europe, I'm going there in June, and that's when I'm going to get to 190-0 and 200. Now, when I'm in Europe, if I post a picture or a video of me and my girlfriend like I did with Daria, I already know what this retard is going to say. Oh, mail order bride. Oh, how much you pay her? Oh, blah, blah. Yeah, you're sick in the head, dude. What the fuck do I have to prove to you? Fuck what everybody thinks. Fuck what they say. It does not matter. Charlie Zelenoff is 185-0. I beat a 180-0 world-class boxer. I'm telling you, a fucking hater wrote and said, look, all the haters are crazy, but Troll TV is like, he's like severely delusional. He's like sick. He's completely sick. You know what I'm saying? This guy's like batshit out of his mind. He's worse than like the regular, you know, hater. You know what I mean? He is a regular. I'm saying he's completely insane. He's like insane out of his mind insane. You know what I mean? Yeah, even a fucking some haters, like, it's obvious that guy's a boxer, and then he started the blah, blah, blah. But even a hater admitted that dude's a boxer. It's obvious by looking at him fight. Watch the fight, his fight against me. You don't have to look up any of his other fights. Well, his other fights were all wins, and his only loss is coming to me. But just, you could tell the movement, you know, his hand speed, you know, his defense, and then the two haymakers he threw in the end. It's, if that motherfucker connected on Deontay Wilder or on Vladimir Klitschko or on Anthony Joshua, that Simone would knock them the fuck out. And he could have knocked me out because I'm so fast, strong, and elusive. That left hook I hit him with at 129, the highlight of the fight. Power held back, baby. Boom. Power held back. But the speed, the fucking technique, the finesse, you can't fuck with that, man. Like that motherfucker said the day I won the fight. He's like, Charlie Z, tear that ass up, motherfucker. This man number one. He literally pointed at me genuinely and said, this man's number one. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I need to stop paying attention to these mental people on the internet, man. Like, so many, when I get out of the house, I'm telling you, man, like, literally, like, I don't go looking for fans. I see them. They just, oh, Charlie, what's up, champ? When's your next fight? And I'm like, today. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to check it out on YouTube. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Z, let me get your autograph. You're the best. That's it. I don't have to explain anything to him. A 185-0 fighter, pro fighter, does not have to prove anything about himself because it's proven. When there's hundreds of fucking fight videos of me, a lot of fight videos of me, I don't know exactly how many videos I'm saying. 185 wins total, but videos, there's a lot. All it takes is one video to prove that I'm a champion. I've posted more than one. That's it. The last, like, let's see, 182, 183, 184, 185, all. But yeah, what I was saying was that a lot of real fighters, like none of these delusional so-called fake pros like Danny Green and Paul Briggs and Mayweather and Pacquiao and McGregor, these guys are fucking fake. These are just like, they're just rich, regular people, that's all. They're not real fighters. And they know it themselves. They can't admit it because then they're going to stop getting paid. It's WWE, they're fake. But anyways, a lot of real fighters, like, they simply don't give a fuck about social media, about any kind of media, TV media especially, social media. Everybody will tell you this. The television is fake. Like, yeah. Okay, yeah, movies are, come on. Everybody watches movies, I'm pretty sure. But movies are obviously fake. Everybody knows it. But they're entertaining. You know what I mean? That's different. I'm not talking about movies. The movies, TV series, like The Walking Dead, shout out. Y'all gave me credit back in 2011, the year I became the champ. Yeah, it's on video. John Barnthal, I don't know if he's still in The Walking Dead. I heard he's not on the show anymore. Whatever, he was on The Walking Dead. And it's on video how he was saying Charlie Z would murder Paul Spadafore. Paul Spadafore is a skinny crackhead, and he beat the fuck out of Mayweather and sparring. Spadafore is not on my level. He's too small, man. The only small guy that I want to knock out is Mayweather Jr. Because that guy is just completely out of his mind. The guy does not even fight. When was his last fucking sparring session? His fake sparring session? With Andre Berto? Okay, that was, who the fuck is Andre Berto? I just beat a fucking 180-0 fucking amateur boxer. He's not really an amateur. He's a pro. He just continued in the amateurs because the so-called pros are fucking fake. You know what I mean? And then when he found out about the UBF, he got in right away, and I beat him. There's no licenses. There's no commissions. It's all fucking a delusion that you haters believe in. It's all set up to make it look, to make it seem like it's legit, to make money. It's not real. It's a money game. not a fight. That's it. And this whole Google Wikipedia bullshit, hey, can the owner of Google beat Charlie Zonoff in a fight? Obviously not. Charlie Zonoff just beat a 180-0 heavyweight. Can the owner of Google beat me in a fight? Does he has more money than me? A lot more. But can he beat me in a fight? Hell no. That's what I'm saying. Google? Bro, go on Google and type LeBron James is a fraud. You're going to see a million results co-signing that he's a fraud. I'm saying there's everybody got haters and fans. Is LeBron James a fraud? Obviously not. The best basketball player in the world, and I'm the best boxer in the world. I'm not a huge LeBron fan because he was, you know, hyping up Muhammad Ali and all that shit, whatever. You know, he was doing that because Ali did good things for black people, and, you know, but listen, Ali was a racist, man, straight up. Oh, yeah, and Muhammad Ali never performed at the level that I performed at 2 days ago, in all seriousness. He never performed at that kind of level. I've seen him fight some fucking weak-ass white guy, literally some club fighter. I don't even know if that guy deserves to be even called a club fighter. Some Arkansas level bum. Muhammad Ali what was his fucking name? And he got dropped by him too. I think Ali beat him, yeah, but he got dropped by him, whatever. But I would murder that guy and I would murder Ali. Ali is overrated. The guy with me and my homie Big Mike were talking about how I would beat Muhammad Ali's ass yesterday. And Big Mike even said it. He's like, Ali was a fucking racist. Yeah, like, well, why doesn't Ali? It's on video. He said blacks and whites cannot get along. I posted it on YouTube. Oh, yeah. I know that this sick motherfucker is going to be like, oh, but you're a racist too. No, I'm not. Fuck no, I'm not. What the fuck, man? Some of my best friends are black, man. Man, the homie, this Mexican dude, lives down the street, man, watches all my fights. Gerardo, man. I'm not racist, man. Yeah, I beat the shit out of a lot of black fighters. I did. But I also beat the shit out of a lot of white fighters, all right? I'm not racist. When I fight, my job is to beat the other opponent, to get the better of the other opponent. I don't care what is racist. I don't care. I beat blacks, whites, Mexicans, Armenians, Asians, everybody. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? When Floyd Mayweather makes a racist comment, when Ali does it, oh, it's okay for them. But when the GOAT does it, oh, pointing fingers. You people know, but you know who points fingers? These sick mainstream motherfuckers. My fans never called me a racist. Hey, listen, man, the fan, yesterday, 2 days ago, he was black. Supported me. You know what I'm saying? Ali was a fucking racist. Straight up racist. He said it on video he was dissing white people. and they're calling this draft dodger a fucking a legend. Get the fuck out of here. Muhammad Ali, legend. Yeah, legends don't lose 5 times. Okay, once, whatever. Fluke, once. But 5 times? Son, you ain't no legend. Never fucking lost. Charlie Z. Never. Cheap shots don't count as losses. Knockdowns happen in boxing. It's part of the game. Never lost. 185 wins, 0 losses. Look at my last one. You're as good as your last fight. Look at my last one. Sublime performance, literally. What is the whole in boxing? What is the ultimate goal in boxing? To hit and not get hit, right? I hit and I didn't get hit. I'm the greatest of all time. I got the fucking proof. I got the video footage. I'm the GOAT. And you know what's the scary thing? I'm 28 fucking years old. Fine, I'll be 29 in 3 months. Okay, 28, turning 29 soon. Not even in my 30s yet. In my prime, this is the very beginning of my prime, though. 200, no, I'll retire maybe for 6 months, maybe a year. No, I doubt it. I doubt I'll be away for a year from boxing. I love this game too much, man, to step away from a year, man. 6 months maximum. Maximum. I don't even think it's going to be. Maybe like 4 months. 4 months retirement. Four to 6 months retirement. And this is it, baby. Y'all going to see 201, 202, 203, and then no more temporary retirement. Then I'm going to go all the way. 500 now. Maybe even more than that. It all depends on the opposition. To get that 1,000, shit. Listen, I mean, well, then I'd have to travel all over Europe. I'd have to go back to Ukraine. I'd have to go to Russia, then travel all over America to get that 1,000. I mean, it's not necessary. I think 300-400 and 0 would be good enough. 185 and 0 is good enough. I mean, I'm at a point in my career right now where I don't have anything to prove, especially after 2 days ago, the win 2 days ago. It's not about proving anything to anybody, especially proving a bunch of sick, delusional people like Troll TV wrong. These people will always talk shit. Like, he was talking shit about my left hook, saying, oh, it didn't faze him. Okay, but he lost on points. What do you mean it didn't faze him? Let me hit you like that in the face. Oh, it'll faze you. You know what I'm saying? It didn't faze him. Yeah, but he lost on points. If he hit me like that, would you say that it didn't faze me? Of course not. You'd say, look, Charlie got hit. Motherfucker got lit up, man. Like, me and the homie from the hood was saying, he's like, oh, we're talking about Jules Vall on video. He's like, you lit him, man. You lit him. I showed him that shit, man. He's like, you lit that motherfucker, man. And it's not, I don't, like, yeah, blacks don't like Mexicans, man. Whatever, man. I showed him the Kung Fu champion. The Kung Fu was black. Kung Fu champion was black. He said, man, you lit that motherfucker too, man. It's not, listen, fuck, what's up with this race shit, man? I don't matter what fucking ratio. I'm the best boxer in the world because I'm the... Why am I the best boxer in the world? Because of my punches. Not because I'm white or Russian or... That has nothing to do with it. No, Russians are strong. You know, but it's not because I got Russian in me. I got Ukrainian in me, too. It's not because of that. It's because I'm naturally the most gifted boxer. Thanks to Jesus Christ, the Lord. That's why I'm the GOAT. Not because of skin color. I can beat anybody. The fuck? Oh, yeah, and the whole thing with 11 years ago, I made a video. I was 17 years old, you know, super drunk. And just because I said the N-word, that doesn't make me a racist. I didn't say it I didn't mean it, like, to offend black people. And if that's the way it came off, I'm sorry. That was 11 fucking years ago. You know what I'm saying? I was a fucking kid. Little kid. 17 years old, man. Grown-ass man now. 15 wins shy of 200-0. The greatest boxer of all time. Yeah, if I said the N-word, I said it like, okay, like, I said it like homie, like dog. I didn't mean it. I wasn't targeting black people. I didn't mean it like that. If it came off that way, then I'm sorry. But, and another thing, that was 11 fucking years ago. I think it's time to forget that. Muhammad Ali, well, he straight up dissed white people. He didn't indirect anything. He straight up just flat out dissed white people, and nobody said a fucking word about it. Oh, yeah, it's okay. You know? It's okay for him, huh? Fuck Muhammad Ali. Motherfucker got dropped by bums. Fucking fake-ass boxer. Fake-ass motherfucker. Fake legend. Fake everything. Charlie Zone off would fucking murder that dude. Dude. The thing is, I would if Ali was like, just like, if you get a time machine and you get like a, okay, 25-year-old Muhammad Ali when he was in his prime, whatever, when he was my age, I would knock him out. I'm saying if I just decided to hold back power and say, all right, fuck it, it's time to just outbox Ali silly, I would do it. But the thing is, I would knock him out. I would do what I did to Troy or even worse, the Kung Fu champion or the Armenian that I knocked out in the ring. Yeah, that's exactly what I would do to Ali. As soon as the bell would ring, this is that. Then I'd ring his bell. I'm going overtime and do a full 45-minute radio. But see, here's the thing. In June, that's when life is going to get really good. My girlfriend is super sexy. I mean, my wife is also super sexy. Oh, my God, my wife. My ex-wife. Not my wife anymore. No, I seriously filed for divorce, yeah. Come on, I have a girlfriend. What the fuck? I don't want to be officially fucking married to some other bitch that I'm separated with that I don't even talk to anymore. Yeah, but Daria kept trying to get back with me, and now she has, okay, she has another guy. Yeah, some fat motherfucker on Instagram. She's using the guy for money. The motherfucker's probably getting her drugs, alcohol, which she loved. That's why I divorced her. Yeah, I mean, come on. She was with the champ. She was with the goat. That was her upgrade, but I dumped her. What is she supposed to do? I mean, she's not going to be alone, right? So she found some clown to use, some fat guy. Charlie's even the best, man. I don't care about my ex-wife, man. I have a fucking hot-ass girlfriend. Yeah, she looks even better than Daria. Fuck. Look, they're both hot. The point is, my girlfriend, she's not a drama queen. She doesn't fucking drink. She doesn't smoke. She's a, you know, a very nice girl. She, you know, finished college, has a job, goes to work. Or, you know, marriage material, wifey material. You know what I'm saying? But Daria was just, yeah, she was a bad girl, man. Yeah, she was a bad bitch, man. No, I mean, meaning like she was a fine bitch, but. You haters can only dream to fuck a girl that high. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, yeah, whatever. We didn't get along. She wasn't the one. Yeah, that's obvious. But she, you can't take away the fact that Charlie Zelenoff married a super hot girl. You can't take you. It's on video. It's on the footage when we posted the wedding pictures. Even Instagram, it got voted a top 10 couples, you know. Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, it was... And after, like, I posted a wedding, and then after I posted the video of my wife, this sick motherfucker's been questioning that I have a super hot fucking babe? Motherfucker, I can get any girl I want. Look at my ex-wife. Look at my ex-fiance. The fuck would a Kim Kardashian get out of here? Look, as much as I don't want to praise Daria, she is a lot hotter than Kim. Going overtime. My girlfriend's my age. My ex-wife is 20 years old. Kim is nearing 40, man. That bitch is going to be... She's already kind of old. I mean, I dated some girls her age, but, you know... I'm saying that bitch is going to hit 40 soon in, like, what, 3 years? She's going to be 37 this year? I don't care about her. I'm saying it publicly. Taken. I have a woman. I was married. I completely moved on from Kim Kardashian. Stop fucking, like, putting my name and her name in the same sentence. Like, I was married, she's married, I have a girlfriend. Listen, it's done. I mean, what's done? No, we exchanged some tweets, whatever. So what? I don't give a fuck about her. I think Kim Kardashian, man, I know some Armenian girls that look better than her. And she's not even the hottest Armenian bitch. Yeah, she's hot, okay, fine. Yeah, she is, but hot, yes. Hottest, get out of here. Man, Angelina Ivey's fucking way. Come on, man. Everybody, Angelina Ivey's a Playboy model, man. Okay, but my current... With me and Angelina, me and her talked a lot. It didn't work out. But after that, I married Daria. And when I posted Daria, that's it. Like, look, 2 days ago, I beat a 180-0 boxer. In boxing, with women, in every category, I literally shut you haters down. Every category in life. Every category. Yet, you clowns continue to talk. I mean, a lot of the haters have been silenced. You know what I'm saying? But this Troll TV guy, this dude is sick in the fucking head. He is mental case. Beyond repair. A lot of fighters... They fight because they do it to do it. They don't care about social media. They don't care about TV, social media, not even YouTube. I mean, okay, yeah, I'm the GOAT. I have to put my shit. But I'm telling you, there's a lot like Southpaw Sill. Nobody's ever heard of him. I never even heard of him until I beat him. When I beat him, I was like, damn, I even told him, like, motherfucker, you should put your name out there more. You got skills. This guy, okay, he was light heavyweight. He was way harder puncher than Mayweather. this guy was a much better boxer than Mayweather. It's obvious. Just okay, you don't need to look somebody's history up. You can just see by the way they fight. It takes one fight to see by, to judge. You could tell, you know what I mean? You could tell that the Samoan that I beat, that he was, you know, a top-level boxer, phenomenal boxer. Not as phenomenal as me, but he was good. He was very good. I mean, fuck, to be 180, you know? When he told me that, I'm like, all right, well, somebody, I told him I'm 184 now. I'm like, yeah, I'm as a pro, though. I'm like, well, regardless, somebody's always got to go. Let's go. Let's put on the gloves. He was gun-shy. I beat him. He threw some haymakers in the end, and he missed. And that was the end. The round was over. We agreed to go one round. Whoever lands more wins, or whoever knocks who out first. I told him to throw as hard as he could. I even did it on video. I said, throw, motherfucker. Throw some, bro. Throw some, bro. Bam. Well, that was epic, man. Oh, yeah, that was epic, man. Charlie Z in the zone, baby. Prime zone off, motherfucker. Yeah, man, I mean, Troll TV. Hey, when I was punching a 180-0 boxer on the night of 323, March 23rd, what were you doing? Talking shit about me on the internet. But what were you doing, though? At home, on the internet. When I was fucking Daria every single day, literally, what was this retard doing? Making videos about me. Yeah, that troll is truly fucked in the head, man. He's psychopath. Yeah, if you tell a psychopath a million times that they're a psychopath, they're not going to believe it. They're gonna deny it. They're even gonna get angry if offended. They're gonna get crazy. They're gonna start, you know. That's the thing. I'm telling this guy. I'm like, dude, you're fucked in the head. One of my fans is like, let's find him. You know, I'm like, where are we gonna find him? This guy's a pussy. He sits at home, hides under his fucking bed, lives in some shack in some shithole, and nobody knows where that shithole is. He has a, you know, computer. You know, he probably has some shitty computer, and that's it. And he talks shit, and you know, that's his whole life. For him, it's fun. For a normal person, that would be really boring, just to sit there and just troll and talk shit about real fighters and athletes. That's really boring. But for him, it's not, because his mind is, I told you, he has a sick mind. In his mind, in his fantasy world, it's you know, to log on and talk shit, for him, it's like, you know, see, when I beat the shit out of somebody, I get, you know, I feel great. I love boxing because I'm the best boxer. I love to win. I love to put on gloves, and I love to land punches. But he loves to you know, land punches on the keyboard. He loves to hit the keyboard, man, you know? That's why he's a troll, and I'm a champion. We're different people. But anyways, man, talking about real-life shit here, well, you know, like I said, man, yeah, look, man, 9 hours to, you know, it was worth it, though, man. It wasn't a waste of time, thank God, man, because there was a time where I waited. I challenged people for 8 hours, and nobody wanted to fight. That's how much time I'm investing in the boxing. And I'm a real dedicated champion, man. Greatest of all time. See, and I plan to come back in June. I was supposed to fight in April, but I exposed Joshua Klitschko March 23rd. Listen. Joshua is not close to 180-0. Klitschko is not close to 180-0. The opponent that I beat would murder them both, and I destroyed him. That means I would murder Joshua Klitschko. That Samoan would brutally knock out Vladimir Vitaly Klitschko and Anthony Joshua, all of them. No debate. That motherfucker can actually fight. Outbox, knockout, whatever. He would beat the shit out of fucking Joshua, Klitschko, Wilder, any heavyweight in the so-called heavyweight division that is on television, ESPN, HBO, Showtime, Joke Time. This motherfucker, Leo, his name, yeah, the Samoan, he would beat the fuck out of all of them. Not just him, Anthony Thompson. Both these guys would smash any motherfucker on TV, and I smashed both of them. I smashed Wilder 3 years ago, but see, I'm so much better now. It's like, that's why this Wilder shit is, it's pointless to talk about. Yeah, I cracked him in the ring. And then he snapped outside of the ring and got, you know, he lost again by DQ. But that's, it's irrelevant. That left hook. See, yeah, it was 129. It was phenomenal. But against Wilder, like I said, when you beat an opponent, especially an opponent that you hate, you know how much I hate TV fighters because they're fake and they make a mockery out of boxing. They brag with their money and they say, look how much money I got paid for this fight. And then Charlie Z says, okay, look how many fights I won this year and how many fights did you win again? Boom. One, two. I won 72 last year. I won 8 so far. We haven't even hit April yet. And I already smashed 8 faces. A lot of it's on video. The U.S. Marine, Anthony Thompson, Kung Fu knockout, the Kung Fu champion I brutally fucking knocked out. You know, I went back to that gym where that black guy was supporting me, that big motherfucker. Yeah, he's an ex-gangbanger. I don't like gangbangers, but whatever, man. He doesn't do that shit anymore. He's married with kids and all that shit. Yeah. Nah, man, he was, you know, showing a lot of respect, man. He said he's going to show his whole family my YouTube, my boxing account. Saying he's going to show everybody, man, that he met the fucking real champ, man. Yeah, he knows. You see, he knows Mayweather's a fraud, Wilder's a fraud. You know, that's what I'm saying, man. I don't have to explain any of this to real people. Real people know me. They know Charlie Z's the best, man. I don't have to explain anything, man. You saw in Ukraine, the motherfucker, hey, you saw the kid taking pictures of me? I don't have to explain shit to him. The motherfucker was literally taking pictures, putting it on his phone. He was, I bet he went telling all his friends he met the champ. Class A fighter, greatest champion of all time, Charlie Z. I prove that. Boxwork is a fucking fraud. It's a joke. I've done said it. I've proved it. I beat a lot of Boxwork, quote unquote, fighters. These guys suck. They're no match. Yeah, like I said, in June when I'm going to be with my girl, I'm going to enjoy life. That's the thing. I'm not going to be posting on the internet much, if at all. Well, yeah, it's fights easy. It's through my phone. Well, how do you think I uploaded my last win? The 180 and Simone. How do you think I uploaded that? Through my phone. I was at the gym right after I beat his ass. I put it on YouTube right away. Yeah, of course I'm going to post fights. But, I'm telling you, well, the radio went MIA for a while. Y'all know that. Now it's back, yeah, because the stream is kind of choppy. That's why the radio is not choppy. So radio, you can hear me good. I'm still trying to do the stream. I don't know. But look, when I'm with my girl, ain't no more radios, and no more Google, ain't no more Facebook. That's it. It's just going to be me and my girl. YouTube, of course. I'm going to post fights and fight replays. But, well, I don't know. The replays, I enjoy posting replays of how I beat someone's ass, how I'm beating everyone's ass. But, like I said, I'm going to be beating something else up, man. I'm going to be beating that pussy up, man. So, I mean, I'm not going to have time. When I got married in 2015 with Daria, 7 days I was not on the internet. I had access to the internet. I couldn't. I was busy, man. We had to buy a suit. You know what I'm saying? I'd buy my wife the green dress. You know what I'm saying? It symbolized my last name. In Russian, you know, green. The way you say green, it sounds like Zelenov. So that's why I swore green. But yeah, man. I had a wedding. Where you all saw it. Yeah, that's why I couldn't go on the internet. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to see my girl. Come on. I mean, marriage, it's too early to talk about marriage. I mean, I just literally got out of a fucking bad marriage, you know, that I was in for 2 years. I filed for divorce and everything. But the new girl, I mean, yeah, she looks like she's the one. I mean, definitely. No, she's the one for sure. I mean, we talk every day. We have great chemistry. We get along, but whenever I marry her, you know, at the end of this year, next year, 2018, 2019, look, it'll happen. If it's meant to happen, it'll happen. But I'm saying there's no point to rush. The point is she's my woman, and she belongs to me. That's it, you know? I'm a dater, get to know her, make sure. See, that's why I was married once, but now I'm wiser, more experienced, I'm older, not just as a fighter, but as a human being, you know? And now I know that no matter how great things are in the first 3, 4, 5 months, you got to make sure she's the one. You got to make sure. No matter how great the fucking sex is, no matter how many times I fuck her, no matter how many times it doesn't, I got to make sure she's the right one, not just in the bedroom, but everywhere. In every aspect of life. See? See the way I'm explaining all this? There you go. I was married for 2 years. Not to the right one, but this girl that I'm with now, I got to at least date her for like 6 to 8 months, 10 months. Even a year? Yeah, well, yeah. If I'm with her for a year and things are still going great, then I could put a ring on it. Charlie's Zelenoff, 185, no. Your host today, the greatest of all time.